With Dr. Alex Biu, Chief Medical Officer with United Healthcare Community and State. Today we're going to talk about some of the social drivers of healthcare, sort of the non-medical factors that impact individuals and their health. Where do we want to start with this, Doctor? There's a lot of things to cover here.
Yeah, well, I think maybe with describing what those are. So, you know, when we talk about social drivers, that's just a technical term to describe the things that we rely on every day to keep healthy: housing, transportation, quality food. So these things have a big impact on our health, and that may not be surprising itself. But what does sometimes surprise people is that those factors have a much bigger impact than your access to healthcare and the health system.
Talk a little bit about how this is maybe not distributed equally, I suppose. Maybe it's your income, or maybe your demographics, or that sort of thing.
Yeah, certainly. We do find that the folks most vulnerable to having these needs and having these needs impact their health are folks with lower incomes or restricted incomes. It can go across all age groups, but we find certainly amongst older adults that sometimes these needs go unmet because there's just not enough awareness raised about them. So sometimes folks are reluctant to talk about their financial situation or the fact that they don't have enough to eat. So we think it's a real priority that we actively go out and screen our older Americans to find out if they're having any of these needs and then trying to help them.
How does the medical field play into this?
Well, we do that by using every touch point that we can to ask questions about whether the person in front of us, whether they're the member or the patient, is having any of these unmet needs. We do that through our health risk assessments, through our partnership with providers, and frankly, even in-home visits, as well as when our members call in to our member services, maybe to get a new ID card or to have help finding a primary care provider. We take that as an opportunity to ask questions about what needs the individual might be facing.
Tell us a little bit more about the research and what you've discovered as well that maybe you can share with us today.
Sure. Well, we think the most important thing is when we find out that somebody has a need, connecting them to resources, whether that's their own health insurance benefits. Here at United Healthcare, we have help with transportation and food, or connecting them back to the community, community food pantries, resources for housing. That's really critical to meet those needs because then it has an impact on their ability to focus on their own health and stay healthier.
We've talked to a lot of people in our area, and you know, you think about some sort of thing, access to food. Also, one of the things that comes up a lot is transportation. How do I get to my medical care, right?
Yeah, well, certainly that's a big thing, right? You need to get to your medical care in order for you to take advantage of it. But frankly, transportation for other purposes, like getting to that grocery store, getting to church or a social activity, have a big impact on your well-being.
We can understand how all this stuff that if you can kind of resolve some of it, it works on the preventative side. It allows people to eat healthier, also be able to exercise, perhaps get to the care that they need so they're not putting it off and they don't have roadblocks to get the health they need. If people want to find out some more of what we talked about, maybe also where to get some good information, where's that at?
Yeah, well, they can go to unitedhealthgroup.com/research. There you can find out about what we're seeing amongst the 4.7 million Medicare Advantage members that we screened, as well as information about your own specific state and what we see locally.
Again, our guest this morning, Dr. Alex Biu, a Chief Medical Officer at United Healthcare Community and State. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.